Ann Arbor voters will choose a new mayor this year, but the changes won't necessarily stop there. Three of Ann Arbor's five wards have contested Democratic primaries for city council seats. The first ward race pits incumbent Sumi Kailasapathy against challenger Don Adams Jr. As Sumi Kailasapathy seeks a second term on city council, she's heard clearly that the top concern of residents is roads, roads, roads. That includes both the condition of the city streets and a desire for increased traffic enforcement and calming. Kailasapathy believes the city can afford desired quality of life services by making it a greater priority.
I think it's kind of redirecting resources from marketing Ann Arbor to actually making Ann Arbor wonderful for the current residents.
Challenger Don Adams Jr. agrees the roads are in horrible shape and traffic calming measures are needed. Part of the reason he's running, however, is concern that Kailasapathy's vote on the building currently under construction at 413 Huron could have left the city with less money to pay for important services.
I understand making a statement and making a vote are two different things. So some people made their statement as a vote for it not to go up. If it didn't go up, they would have sued the city.
Adams doesn't like the project at Huron and Division, but thinks it would have been built no matter the vote because the proposal met city requirements. He plans to consider each issue on a case-by-case basis and avoid becoming part of either of the groups that have divided council in recent years. Adams is disappointed with efforts that could put public resources behind a park on top of the library lot.
Parks still need attention. We are park rich. They do try to keep up, but instead of putting a downtown park there at that current time, which is specifically a downtown park, I would love to have seen money go into the community, into the parks.
Kailasapathy wants to continue efforts for a more transparent and accountable city government. She believes this should include greater diversity on board and commission appointments.
The debates within these committees and commissions lack the rigor that we would want, opposing ideas clashing, and then the idea that comes out of it is always better than an idea that's not challenged.
Changes in tax increment financing the Downtown Development Authority can collect is an area where Kailasapathy thinks she was successful in creating greater transparency in her first term. No Republican is running for the first ward council seat, so the primary winner will likely be unopposed in November. Andrew Cluley, 89.1 WEMU News.